Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Matt, thank you so much for focusing on the university around the state, particularly Madison and Milwaukee, but around the state. I think it's really, really critical that we, when we look at what a university provides, it's a place where a lot of basic research happens. So when you we're talking about jobs that might be in, a professor of English, for example, or romance languages might be in trouble at the university, I would argue that without a tenure system, that those in the hard sciences, such as study of limnology, would be in bleak trouble. For example, a Republican governor doesn't like to hear that PFAS might be contaminating a lake and says, picks up the phone and says, get rid of that particular professor. What kind of protections do they have except for the tenure system that says you keep looking at basic research, you keep doing the work of science, which is garnering the information, looking at the data, making doing the research projects that test your hypothesis again and again and again, and we're never at the truth completely. We just keep searching for it. And I think that it's so sad that people don't realize what this gem of a university system is. It creates tons of money for us. And I'm not just talking about the jobs. I'm talking about the grant system throughout the university that it supports all sorts of programs. I would hearken back to, you know, the whole space sciences program at the University of Wisconsin, which now has satellite systems around the world, and it pulls in all of this information about weather and weather patterns, which is absolutely critical to industries such as agriculture, but also to our military. This came about because one guy at the university here, a professor, said, gee, I wonder if we can use this new thing of low satellites to see how it might help university or Wisconsin farmers. From there has come this one guy having this question, has come this whole industry. We don't know what the jobs of the future are. And I think somebody, a Republican candidate who thinks that they do know, is fooling themselves. We don't know what the future is going to bring. Who would have predicted the internet? Who would have predicted all sorts of things that exist now? You have universities as a place where people do basic research, and from there things emerge. And I would argue that it isn't even just in hard sciences. For example, the whole world of video game industry. It's bigger than the film industry now. It's a worldwide industry. And that industry doesn't get around unless you have people who are talented in the whole world of the arts, you know, storytelling, myth-telling, creating long story arcs that are engaging to people. That's the kind of stuff that you get out of an English degree. So anyway, I can't thank you enough for highlighting what the university system brings to us. It's rich. We're lucky to have it. And I remember that Republican Tommy Thompson just adored the university system and was always there at any opening anywhere. Thanks, man.
Right. Thank you, Joe. And thank you for emphasizing it. And I want to get deep into what you just said. You know, the Republican Party at one point, there was a guy named Warren Knowles, who was the governor of Wisconsin back in the late 60s, early 70s. And he had a brother. I forget his brother's first name, but his brother, I think, was a state senator. And he was also the president of the Wisconsin Alumni Association. There was a time when Republicans proudly wore their red jackets and went to alumni events. And it was Scott Walker who started to tear that down. And the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, is going along with it. So is Nicholson. Now, what you said, there are two arguments for university. One of them is exactly much of what you said is the more utilitarian argument. There, for instance, in 1896, the New York Times published an editorial, if you'll believe this, that said that everything that has been discovered in the field of physics has been discovered. Everything else will just be an adjustment or improvement. This is before Einstein. This is before quantum mechanics. This is before computers. I mean, people who think that we have all the information we need are wrong, and there is a utilitarian aspect to it. For instance, applied science and EPIC would never have started in Madison if it hadn't been for a great university there, period, end of story. There are new jobs all the time being created. Now, but there's another aspect of a university. It's really the heart, soul, and brain of a society. The first academy was Plato and Aristotle, back 2,300 years ago. Then you had the great universities in Europe and Paris and London. You had Oxford and Cambridge and the Sorbonne that goes back to, I think, the 13th century. And here's the thing. It's not just people who study computers. I want people to get PhDs in Latin and Greek. I want them to get PhDs in Spanish, French, and Italian and write their dissertation about Molière, about Cervantes. I want this kind of stuff. I want people who get PhDs in history, in philosophy, because the fact is that an educated citizenry, an educated state, is dependent on its universities. The concept of the Republicans is a trade school. When I was in the Navy, they would say, okay, here's some of your orders. Go to a three-week school, an RPS custodian. That's the primitive cryptology we had back then, or navigation. They had three-week schools, two-week schools, 12-week schools. There was an 18-month school in North Dakota for nuclear engineers. But it was very utilitarian and absolutely essential. But I went into the Navy after having had a liberal college education, and I was glad I did that. It has nothing to do with money. None of my grandparents went to college. My mom didn't go to college. What they did is they saved and they encouraged their kids to get as much education as they could. This anti-intellectual, anti-university attitude in the Republican Party is very, very recent in American history. And it is dead wrong. And if somebody like Clayfish or Nicholson get in, or even Michaels for that matter, because he hasn't said boo about this, he got Trump's endorsement. If any of these people get in, you'll see the continued degradation of the University of Wisconsin. And the University of Wisconsin is a jewel. The faculty at Madison and the grad students could go anywhere, any university. The faculty and some of the grad students at UWM could go anywhere. And the same is true of Eau Claire, La Crosse, Whitewater, Oshkosh, Stevens Point. Stevens Point, because of pressure from the Republicans from Walker, was going to get rid of liberal arts. They finally backtracked, but here in Milwaukee, the liberal arts, especially languages, for instance, French, German, Italian, you know, really diminished. The economics department has been stripped of a lot of professorships. The Republican Party will eat their seed corn. They can't be trusted with money. They can't be trusted with a modern state. They will destroy the soul, the heart, and the mind of Wisconsin, which is his university. And the Wisconsin idea, the university, the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin are the boundaries of the state. In fact, they're the boundaries of the United States, the boundaries of the world, internationally respected. When I was in law school in 1972, the state provided about 48% of the operating revenue of the University of Wisconsin. Now it's 17%. In Colorado, it's about 8%. People continue to take money from the university. And on the utilitarian side, as you mentioned, UW-Madison at one time was the third best university of getting federal grants, $350 million. Now, it may not even be in the top 10 because of attacks by Walker and Clayfish, but it's still up there. Do you know what that kind of grant money does? You're a utilitarian. You only care about that out there. Okay. That spawns incredible numbers of jobs and innovation. But the heart, soul, and mind also needs philosophy, literature, history, and the social sciences. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.